Investigators with the Los Angeles Police Department are looking into another controversial video of officers using questionable force during an arrest. It is the second video made public in as many weeks. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
LAPD officers caught on videotape is nothing new in Los Angeles. Think Rodney King and haunting grainy images come to mind. But what's new this time is that one of the videos was recorded on a cell phone, posted on YouTube.com, and in less than a week seen by more than 700,000 people. In the 19-second clip, the suspect is seen on his back being restrained by two officers. One has his knee across the man's neck. The officer then punches the suspect six times in the face while the man screams.
I kept saying I couldn't breathe, and they kept telling me, shut the up, and boom, kept hitting me.
William Cardenas, speaking to a reporter in a jailhouse interview, says no one would have believed that officers beat him if the incident wasn't caught on tape. And he says he wants justice for what he says was bad policing.
They could have just picked me up, put the handcuffs, and put me in the car instead of doing all this, what they did.
LAPD officials say Cardenas, who was wanted on an outstanding arrest warrant, ran when approached by officers and resisted arrest. The incident on a Hollywood street corner occurred 3 months ago, but it wasn't until last week that the video popped up on the popular website YouTube. Then Monday, another video surfaced, this one involving officers arresting a homeless man along the Venice Beach boardwalk. Here, the handcuffed suspect is seen screaming inside a squad car. An officer then leans in, pepper sprays the man, and slams the door shut. The back-to-back release of the videos prompted LAPD Chief William Bratton to speak out.
Both of these cases, on videotape, may look awful, but finders of fact have determined that they are both lawful.
Bratton says he has yet to determine whether the officers violated the department's use of force guidelines, and he urged patience.
We are a department that is committed to going where the truth takes us, no matter how painful or disturbing that truth might be. I would support and encourage that the public and media be vigilant, but also be mindful that we cannot rush to judgment. I will not, and you should not.
The officer seen in the YouTube video has been placed on desk duty until the investigation is completed, but in the Venice Beach incident, the officer involved left the force. Civil rights groups now want the department to change its pepper spray policies. Right now, the rules say an officer can use the spray on, quote, combative suspects. Civil rights lawyer Connie Rice says LAPD officers have gotten in trouble in the past when given such leeway in interpreting policy. Rice says even when the rules are clear, LAPD culture has looked the other way when officers stray from policy. Thankfully, Rice says that culture is changing.
But the bottom line for the community is they don't see a change in the behavior in the street. That's not to say that the officers in these videos are guilty of anything. We have to wait for the investigations. But in terms of the larger context of these videos and why we keep making headlines with them, it's because these larger cultural issues haven't been resolved in LAPD.
Until then, Rice says more videos are sure to surface, and not just by bystanders with cell phones and camcorders. The Los Angeles City Council has just approved a plan to install video cameras in LAPD squad cars by the summer. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.